Marty Gallagher, you've completed the Donegal International Rally. You must be delighted overall.
Aye, over the moon now. It's good to get a finish again. Tight going now, definitely. It wasn't easy.
What about the conditions out there today? Some really challenging classic stages.
Oh, it was definitely now. It was our first time in the wet in the car as well, so we hadn't a clue what was going to happen. But we're lucky to get through it now. It was definitely tight going. It was a bit tricky.
Any scares?
Ah, the odd one, but nothing too major. Nothing we couldn't handle anyway.
Robbie Peebles, every Donegal rally is a good rally. No doubt you're delighted once again to be here.
Oh, it's nice to get to the end. You know, doesn't matter how many, but it's nice to get to the end. Not easy done, but no. Even if you're going slow.
What about the stages out there today? Some really big challenges.
Stages was fine. And, you know, Glenn was a wee bit slippy at the start, Atlantic Drive, a wee bit slippy, but then my wiper blade stuck out to the side, so I couldn't see out the window. But, you know, it was fine. If you had the tyres was right, you know, it was fine. It was actually nice in the wet. It was except for shiny tar, was the only problem. Fan it head dried up in the evening, so you had to sort of watch it. You didn't destroy the new rubber you bought this morning.
And overall, this ranks well up there in terms of the great Donegal rallies.
Oh, it does, surely. The pace is phenomenal out there. You know, we're going as hard as we're able, but it's a million miles away from the front boys in the class. Like, you know, we can't go any harder, but we would like to go harder.
There's always next year.
Jesus, if you can't do it this year, it's not looking good for next year.
Lee McLaughlin from An In Show, and we're here at the Mount Errigal Hotel. You've completed the Donegal International Rally. What's your biggest memories from the whole weekend?
Changing a gearbox. it was a bad rally for us now. We had to change a gearbox, a clutch and a transfer box this morning, so it didn't go too good, but we're here now.
That's the main thing.
Gary Cooney, you've just completed the dual Donegal International Rally. What was the standout moment for you?
From last place on Friday, Chris, to finishing the ramp here today, I tell you, it was. We're here anyway, and we're enjoying it.
So many things to reflect on over the 3 days, but really demanding stuff.
Yeah, listen, it's a credit to the organisers and a credit to all the spectators. The thing ran very, very well. So, fair play. And Manus Kelly and Donald Barrett, a tremendous achievement to them winning the event, you know.
And as always, so many mini battles out there between all the various classes, and that's what makes it great.
Listen, it's a real clubman event. The whole thing was fabulous from start to finish. Even I have to say, see the Gallagher family there in front of me, and they were out with chocolates and minerals there yesterday at the start of Garten stage. Like, you know, so it makes the whole thing a family atmosphere. You know, it's very good.
And for Donegal, this really is a great advertisement.
Massive amount of people around, massive amount of spectators on the stage. Look, the amount of people that it brings to Letterkenny has to be recognised, and I think Bord Fáilte said at the start of at our driver's briefing on Friday that they have upgraded the status to a national status from local status, you know, from their tourism point of view. So that's terrific, isn't it?
Conor Waters from Ardra, no doubt you're delighted to have completed the whole event. It was certainly a testing rally.
Oh, it was indeed, and we're really delighted now because to get round it here, myself and my navigator John Boyle, who's done a great job all weekend. It was brilliant. Now we're a brilliant weekend. Weekend's fun now.
And how did the car hold up?
The car was perfect all weekend. Any mistakes, it was mine, not the car or the navigator now.
And did you have any moments that you thought the rally was coming to an end?
No, not too bad that way. We did pace ourselves to get round this time. We had a short rally last year, so we paced ourselves to get round it, and that's the main thing.
JP Logue from Kilmacrennan in the Civic. You've come to the end of the rally. What was the highlight for you?
The highlight this weekend certainly was getting finished, Chris, because we had problems from the Friday with overheating, so we're really, really happy to just hang on in, you know, and end up getting third in the class, so we're delighted.
So credit to all involved in the team, yes?
Big time now. Certainly our brother-in-law done massive work through it, so he got us through it, so we're delighted to be finished now. Definitely very happy.
Now, you weren't too occupied about the scenery out there, but there was some spectacular stuff this afternoon.
Absolutely, you know, nearly every corner went round, the Fannett especially, there were cars off the road, you know, such was the conditions, was so tricky this morning, so, you know, happy to get round.